Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've had Curtis Vanderpool. Every time I talk about how, like, you're loved on Amazon and your book's doing great, you always make this, like, face.
Yeah, I kind of, like, smile and chuckle, like, okay, he's pumping me up and it's not really that awesome, but...
It is that awesome, though.
Well, thank you.
It is. Author of the new book, Giving Up Sunday, and, yeah, it's been a fun week.
Yeah, it's been great, man. I really loved it.
We've learned some cool stuff about each other and about your book and everything. Today, I want to kind of pick up on where we left off yesterday about this book.
Okay.
At what point, you know, we were talking about construction, deconstruction, and reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
At what point were you saying, you know, you're like, I'm going to write a book for these people that are going through all this?
Oh, man. Well, it's kind of a series of points, but really it was just... I looked up at about 20, I was 26 or 27, so about 4 years ago, and all of my friends around me had just thought that I was like this negative person. They just said, you're always like saying negative things and you're so cynical. And I realized that it's because I felt very different than all the people around me. You know, where we live, it's very conservative Christian. And I had some very different feelings, some very different thoughts and questions that I said yesterday I was getting very shallow answers to. And I realized that I had been over it for about 4 years. And that was why I sounded cynical and negative, is because I wasn't talking about it with anyone. I wasn't processing. I was just kind of stuffing it all inside. And so I started writing. Writing was a huge outlet for me to share some of my pains and frustrations and hurts and thoughts, some of the things that I saw that I thought were beautiful that people that disagreed with me didn't want to hear. And I had a very good friend who was kind of on the same path, but he looked at me one day and he said, Curtis, you love writing, right? And I said, oh yeah, I love it. He said, well, you're good at it, so why aren't you writing more? And I said, well, there's just so much to write about. What do I do? And he said, well, if there's so much to write about, then write a book. And I said, well, I made a bunch of excuses. I was like, well, how do I choose a topic? And how do you even get started writing a book? And he said, you choose one topic and you write one book. You sit down and you do it. And so I did about a year and a half ago. I was like, okay. And that was a time in my life where I was pretty frustrated with church and with the way that Christians have treated the world around them and people that see the world differently than them. And I was over it. And so I started writing about that. And that's a year and a half later, here we are.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it is available on Amazon digitally. Make sure you go check it out. It's a good read. So who is this book for? That's, you know, we've skirted around it, but who is this book for and who is it not for?
Well, so that's kind of difficult to answer, because when you read it, it's got a lot of like Christian lingo in it. I make fun of Christians. I call it Christianese. Like, they're speaking this language like everybody else knows it and they don't. So it's a little bit Christianese, because a lot of the people that I'm writing to are in the Christian culture, in churches, and I'm trying to make it a little bit of a wake up call to them and say, hey, the majority of the world does not see this the same way you do. And rather than shunning them or just saying that they're unbelievers and they're going to hell, like, why don't we try listening to them and engaging in conversation, because that's what you do in relationship. And if you are a Christian, then you believe that our God is all about relationship. So it's for Christians trying to, you know, shock their system and say, hey, let's look at this differently. Let's pay attention to what's going on around us. But it's also for people that aren't Christian, you know, or people that were at one point and they're over it. We call them the duns. They're just so done with faith. And maybe they're longing for something more. Not necessarily a relationship with Jesus, but just more purpose in their life, more community. that actually cares for one another, and faith in something bigger than themselves, whether it's God or the universe or love or whatever. It's just kind of saying like, hey, there are better ways to approach this. It is possible outside of what we've seen from the church for hundreds of years.
Yeah, that's, you know, that I'm glad you mentioned that, because I always thought it was interesting. People talk about the modern church, but really, talking to, I have a lot of friends that are very well versed in Christian theology and things like that. Like, it seems like the modern church is a few hundred years old. Like, oh, it's yeah. not modern. I mean, some, you know, yeah, you may have a big screen TV or something, but
yeah, no, the belief systems. There's this thing that not a lot of Christians know, the belief systems and the way that church works historically goes through a radical change every 500 years, starting with, you know, Jesus, and then like 500 years later was the fall of Rome and Pope Gregory the Great changed things, and then 500 years later the East Christians separated from the Western Christians, and that's how we got Roman Catholicism, and then 500 years later we had the Protestant Reformation, and we are still stuck in the ideas and the beliefs that started in literally 1517. So it has been 501 years, and we see the church starting to change and beliefs starting to change. So that's kind of also what this is for, is saying, hey, change is coming. Let's make it good change and not try to hold on to what we've held on to for 500 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think this book very much is either the spark or the gasoline that's thrown on the spark, you know.
Thank
that's
you. Gonna I be hope really so. Good.
One thing I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking, you mentioned where we live. We're kind of outsiders. I mean, in a good way, yeah. You know. And there you have all your different groups, mm-hmm. and clubs, cliques, whatever you want to call them. But one thing that I've always thought interesting is in nerd culture, comics, gaming, stuff like that, there's not a huge... I mean, there are some, like Christopher Priest, who writes, just recently finished up a run on Justice League, a few other guys that are very outspoken Christians and stuff, but there's not a huge faith base in the quote-unquote nerd community. Yeah. Why do you think that might be? I mean, I have my theories, but I want to hear yours first.
You know, there's probably a million reasons. That's every single person's story is unique, and mm-hmm. that's what makes it beautiful. It could be because they see the world differently, and so they don't just take... I think, because I call myself a nerd, nerds don't just take what they've been spoon-fed. We have imaginations, and that's why I love fantasy, is because it's a world that is unimaginable to actually exist in this world, so it exists in my mind. But there's that, you know, you could say like the arguments about science versus God, and they feel like they have to choose a side, which Christians also feel like they have to choose a side on that, and I don't think you do. I don't know, man. I'd be interested to hear what you think.
Well, one thing I think, and it's something you kind of mentioned yesterday, especially during that deconstruction period, is the loneliness. You know, a lot of nerds, yeah. especially in that high school time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I know now it's kind of cool to be a nerd and watch the Marvel movies, but like real nerds, you know, they're still outcasts, and they're
talking like hipster nerds. Like it's yeah. cool to be a nerd. No. Yeah.
No, like, we're talking like kids like me who in high school read comics every day and watched
we
the
actually
cartoons
feel like outsiders and weirdos.
Yeah. And when yeah. you look at the supposed doctrine of the church about acceptance and love and inclusiveness and stuff, that's not, I mean, again, in the modern church, you know, and your book hits on that, you know, it's not something that you see as much as you should.
Yeah.
And well, I think that's something.
It's a pretty human thing. This is a pretty human thing to do, but Christians especially, they love and they welcome and they embrace what they understand. Mm-hmm. And so when they get someone or something that they don't understand, they kind of shove it to the sides. And that kills me. I have struggled with loneliness since I was 7 years old. And I'm so glad you said that, because I totally think that's... Loneliness destroys people, man. Isolation just kills you from the inside out. It gives up... It robs you of hope in everything. Hope in something bigger than yourself. Hope in other people. Hope in yourself. And so that's one of the reasons that I wrote this, is to just say, like, hey, I'm from the inside of the church my whole life. I am not an outsider as far as church goes, and I'm with you. Like, I feel that loneliness, that difference, that isolation. So hopefully this book will, if nothing else, hopefully it'll give words to what people have felt before so they don't feel as alone.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think, you know, that sums it up, you know, really well, you know, kind of your mission statement and everything. I was going to ask, you know, you gave us your elevator pitch earlier in the week, and I was going to ask for another pitch, but I think you just did it right there. This book, like you said, is for Christians, non-Christians, the lonely, the people in the middle of the crowd, just everybody. I think everybody can take away something from this book.
I just wanted to say real quick, like I said, a lot of the book is pretty Christianese, but I do believe at the very core of my being that people long for three things. They long to believe in something bigger than what they've experienced, whether that be destiny or love or purpose or whatever, or God. I think that they long for more than what they see in their everyday lives. I think they long for community. They long for people that are like-minded, or just people that love them for who they are. That's why we do this. That's why we read comics and go to movies and listen to podcasts, is because we want to connect with people. And that they long for, the third thing is that they long for a greater purpose for their life. Not just humanity at large, but why am I here? And so that's why I wrote the book. It's the subtitle is Looking for More from Faith, Community, and Calling. And that's kind of the conversation I want to get started with this book is, how can we move toward a more authentic faith and something bigger than ourselves? How can we actually love one another and experience community in our daily lives? And how can we move toward a greater purpose and calling in our life?
Nice. There you have it. If there's, you don't need more reason to go pick up this book. Like, it's wonderful. I've had the joy of reading it and checking it out. It's getting rave reviews on Amazon. As of this recording, it's number one in three categories, and it's really great. So go do yourself a favor, go check it out, go read it, download it. It's really delightful. Curtis, thank you for being on the show. It's, you know, yeah, you're a good friend and everything, but you're also a wonderful author and a visionary. You know, and
thanks, Lance.
Both on a personal and professional level, I'm glad I have you around.
Well, thank you, Lance. And I love what you're doing with the Night Nerd, man. You're rocking it.
Oh, thanks. Y'all can't see it, but I'm blushing. But yeah, that's going to do it. Let us know, you know, when you check out the book, let us know what you think. You can hit us up, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Social media everywhere, just look for The Night Nerd. Hit Curtis up. Curtis, where do they find you at?
My website and my blog, where I have weekly content going more in depth on these things, is curtisvanderpool.com. Curtis is with a K. You can get me on social media. Instagram is @curtisvanderpool. Twitter is @kdvanderpool. Or if you just want to start a more personal conversation, email me. It's curtis@curtisvanderpool.com.
Yes, awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for being on the show this week. It was a lot of fun. I hope everybody goes out, checks out the book. You'll enjoy it. It'll definitely get the neurons sparking, get you thinking about stuff.
If we can get people thinking and talking, it'll be a success.
Revolution. That's going to do it for us this week. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you next time.